As the Orioles prepare for postseason play, how would you like to have a ticket to one of the postseason games here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards? I know someone who does, but really doesn't even want to use it. I'm talking with Nina Griffith. She's a Charlestown resident. Nina, you have tickets to the playoffs, but tell me why you're a little apprehensive about going to the game you have a ticket for.
Well, I really want to go to the game, obviously, but I really want the Orioles just to win them. 1-2-3 in the first part and just keep going straight. I get nervous when they play, and I just feel like this is our year. I want to see them go to the World Series, but to take a little stress off of me, I just like to see them win it, sweep it right on through.
So
I'm sure that won't happen, but it's a good fantasy.
So it's that ticket to Game 5 that you really don't want to use.
Exactly. Now, I will say that for the next series, I have ticket to Game 1, so that may be part of it, too. I figure if I don't get to 5, at least I'm going to 1.
Well, I understand you're a pretty avid Orioles fan. Tell me some of the things that make you a big Orioles fan.
Well, growing up in Baltimore, I was always an Orioles fan, a Colts fan, obviously, and now a Ravens fan. But as I became older, I became more interested, and then I had an opportunity to join a season tickets group, and that's when I really became a fan as I went out to so many games and got to see the players and in some instances get to talk with them and whatever. And when I got to Charlestown, everybody kept asking me about the Orioles, so I had to keep reading the paper more and more and going on sports networks to find out what they were doing so I could answer questions when people ask me. So they've made me a bigger fan since I've lived here.
Take us through your apartment there at Charlestown. How Orioles intensive is it?
Well, you know, you have to downsize when you leave a house and come to an apartment. But I have a lot of memorabilia that is important to me. I'm not sure how important it is to other people, but I have Cal Ripken's cereal classic box. I have a Coca-Cola, a bottle of Coca-Cola from the 83 World Series. I have Orioles checkers, and I have mitts. I have tons of shirts from the giveaways and a lot of bobbleheads. I have two of the replicas of the stadiums, Memorial Stadium and Camden Yards, and they're important to me. And I've got some Cal Ripken things. I guess the couple of things that mean the most to me right now is that I have a signed shirt by Brian Roberts, who has been one of my all-time favorite Orioles. I have a ball signed by Nelson Cruz that he signed for me this year at spring training. And I really have grown to admire him through the season after speaking with him. And I have a picture that was taken at spring training with Cal Ripken. And he's autographed the book. So they're my favorite things that I have.
And you got a chance to meet Cal Jr. at spring training.
I did.
What'd you talk about?
Well, basically, he was signing books at that point, but he took time to talk to everybody that stopped by. We talked about his family. I asked him where his kids were and how they were doing, and he asked me a couple of things about my family, and then we went and had our picture taken. So I was real impressed with all the people standing in line that he didn't just go boom, 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 you know, and rush you on through. He took time to talk to different people. And he was really good with the kids that were in line and the people that were handicapped. He took an extra amount of time for all of them as well.
And Nina, being the avid Orioles fan that you are, have you ever done playoffs or World Series before in Baltimore, maybe 83, 79?
I did not. So this is my first time.
So what do you think of the Orioles team this year? Everyone I talk to thinks that if we can get past Detroit, we're going all the way.
I think if our pitching holds up, I think we've got it. I believe that we're going to go all the way, but I think the key is going to be the pitching. If we can, you know, if our guys are really on their game, I think we'll go all the way. I'm hoping anyway.
There she is, the honorary sports director at Charlestown Retirement Community, Nina Griffith. Thanks for joining us today on WBAL.
Thank you.